Well, I think we're living in a time with a lot of changes, a tremendous attention, of course, that's coming to Atlanta. And I think we'll be on the national spotlight again as we introduce the new $1.4 billion Atlanta Falcons Stadium. The concern for me is the PR challenges that we're going to be faced. And right across the street from Northside Drive is one of the most devastated areas of our state. And I hope that I can be a voice in the darkness, perhaps, calling, say, hey, you know, we need to give attention to this crisis that we've got. It's not just a PR crisis, which it certainly is, I think, for Atlanta, but we live in a moral crisis as well, in which we need to be concerned about those who are so have been simply left behind.
Can you give me kind of a visual for that? If people show up to go to a Falcons game, what are they going to see one street over?
Well, if they go to the west, on the west side of Northside Drive, they're going to see abandoned houses. They're going to see boarded up houses. They're going to see apartments that have been abandoned. They'll see looks like burned out sections of what I call Baghdad, almost, that you'd expect to see on the evening news. A tragic scene, and it's reflective of a lot of just major social issues that we're dealing with today. And I think this is just a concentrated, very visual dose of some of the challenges that we're facing in our society today.
Bria, what are some statistics that paint a picture of that area?
Well, just about every statistic you can think of, whether it's graduation rates, whether it's criminal activity, violent crime. What we did in this, because we went and we looked at the four neighborhoods that make up a lot of the West Side, English Avenue, Vine City, Bankhead, and Washington Park. And, you know, the teen birth rate is a lot higher than the state average. The violent crime, the housing conditions they're much worse than they are at the rest of the state. Housing vacancy, it's really been one of the most challenged areas of the state and of our metro area.
I-20 and the downtown connector carry suburban commuters right past that area. But Dan, you encourage people to get off the highway and get to know the people who live there. What do we gain as individuals and as a society when we take that step into a different area?
Well, we all have our traffic patterns. We have tired and worn out paths of places that we go that are on our typical commute. And for myself, a citizen of Atlanta, born on Peachtree Street at Crawford Long Hospital, living here all my life, there's sections of Atlanta I just had not seen. And they just weren't on my beaten path, as we use the term. So I think the challenge for us, those of us that love Atlanta, love the city, need to get out and maybe take some less traveled places and to see other sections of our city that would bring to mind the need for reinvestment, care, concern, partnership, and finding solutions, because areas like this affect all of Metro Atlanta. It's not just the citizens there, which that in and of itself is reason to be concerned, but it also is reflective of the devastation that creeps out all over Metro Atlanta area. So we need to be concerned about this 30314 zip code.
Can you give some anecdotes, and this could come from either of you? We just talked about statistics, but when you talk about getting off the highway and seeing people, you see people and stories. What are some people and stories that connected with you beyond those numbers?
One of the individuals that you'll meet is some of the people that work with City of Refuge. And one of the security guards, as we had a chance to visit, is a gentleman who is a product of this kind of community in another state, who became part of an organized crime gang. And to realize that by touching an individual life, you can help people grasp a new vision for their life, a new purpose, and a new meaning for their life. And so battles like this are fought one life at a time.
What about you, Maria?
Well, when we were touring the Vine City area, Dan and the photographer for the Atlanta Business Chronicle actually went and walked in one of the burnt-out houses, and they saw somebody asleep in a blanket there, and they did not want to disturb. And it was a very cold day. It was middle of the day. And Dan, do you want to take on from there about what happened?
Well, we left there that day, and as I've reflected on the events of the day and the scenes, as for this particular burnout house and the person, we didn't know if it was a male or female or the age. And as I left later that night, I just really had a sense of my own personal conviction that we left that person there. You know, that person may not even been alive, but I felt almost as if I was the traveling business person going down the street that who the story is told us of the Good Samaritan, where two other people passed by, but there was one person that took their time to go over and help that person out of the ditch and find them some clothes and help them get a place of healing and a place of a refuge. And so the next morning, thank goodness Bruce Steele was able to get back out there, try to find the individual. We weren't able to find them. Perhaps it warmed up later that day. But it just brings to mind how important it is that we stop, pay attention, and try to take action. You know, in the private sector, we're focused on being problem solvers. We're always finding solutions to our customers' issues. In Chick-fil-A, it's how can I go through the drive-thru faster? So we figure those things out in the marketplace, just the competition that's there. But I think the same kind of acumen that we as the private sector can bring in collaboration with the public sector, with the city of Atlanta, with the mayor's office, with the county, and we can find solutions. And Atlanta has had a wonderful history of finding wonderful solutions to crisis and also opportunities that we faced over the years. I think we're going to have to, it's going to require that same type of acumen and cooperation and collaboration to find a solution for 30314.
And what kind of cooperation do you want to see from other people, and how do you want to have a role in it?
Well, we've been able to have a facilitating role for a lot of wonderful things that have happened, even right there in that area. We partnered with the Junior Achievement to build the Chick-fil-A Foundation Junior Achievement Discovery Center, a 4,500 square foot facility to help teach financial literacy. Right on the east side of the Georgia World Congress Center, we collaborated with 38 other businesses to develop the College Football Hall of Fame, a $70 million project that was relocated out of South Bend, Indiana to Atlanta. That's on the east side of this actual very zip code. You know, you could take on these big, hairy, audacious goals. And I love the statement that little dreams stir no man's heart. This is a big dream. This is a mega dream. This is going to require tremendous amounts of cooperation, I think, on the same scale of what we saw even for the 96 Olympic Games, the kind of collaboration we actually had to have for the $1.4 billion stadium that's on the east side of Northside Drive. We got to have that same effort and the same passion to find a difference and make a difference there as well.
Is there also an economic incentive here in that your restaurants and other businesses are in that area and they're in other places that have poverty and crime and they need an educated, safe workforce?
I think there is economic justification for this, but I can share with you that it's going to be far more than that to really get the job done. There's got to be a sense of moral conviction that we must do this. We cannot look at ourselves in the face and call Atlanta home and feel as if, you know, we've totally embraced this entire community if we leave this section so far behind.
You've said that when you looked at people who were struggling in that area or elsewhere, you asked, what's the right thing to do? For people listening right now who might want to take some action, what's the right thing to do?
Well, there are wonderful opportunities for volunteerism right now. There are a number of groups, entrepreneurial, smaller groups, may not have a lot of cooperation, and there's not a master plan, which I think there needs to be, an umbrella plan to help us all cooperate more effectively together, more efficiently together. But in the meantime, there's some wonderful ministries that are there. There are churches that are there, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, there's City of Refuge, and a number of other efforts and times in which we can roll up our shirt sleeves and go down and feed some homeless people.
Thank you both.
Thank you.